The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of The Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
You're listening to Lucy Killoway's podcast from the Financial Times.
Last term, the son of a senior businessman got caught helping himself to another child's iPod and was suspended from his fancy London school. This story of petty larceny is of keen interest to about a dozen people. To the businessman, who doubtless gave the boy a rocket, to the boy, his mother, his head teacher, his victim, and the classmates, who will have enjoyed the shiver of excitement that comes when someone else gets into trouble. Otherwise, no one cared. I happened to hear about it last week, and I didn't care much either. Yet the story made me wonder what might have happened, let us just suppose, if it had not been a businessman's child, but Barack Obama's sweet-looking elder daughter, who had taken it into her head to pinch a classmate's iPod. Then, rather a lot of people would have cared. In fact, it might have cost her father the US election. If you are a politician, especially an American one, your children are a danger to you. Their transgressions become your own, as Sarah Palin found last week when the world thrilled in horror to find that her schoolgirl daughter was 5 months pregnant. Luckily for her mother, an engagement was swiftly drummed up and political disaster averted. But it was a close-run thing. There is an obvious lesson here. Unless you are childless, going into politics is a bad idea. Even quite nice teenagers delight in having unprotected sex, getting drunk, taking drugs, becoming anorexic or bulimic. And if you have 5 children, as Ms. Palin does, the chances of one of them inflicting collateral damage on you at some stage must be close to a certainty. By contrast, if you're a business leader, your children can screw up as much as they like without harming your career prospects at all. One could say this was unfair. Business leaders, like politicians, are meant to be examples to the people they lead. If they cannot even marshal a couple of school kids at home, why should one allow them to lead thousands of workers? 3 things are wrong with this line of thought. Keeping one's own teenagers constantly on track can be harder than keeping a company or a nation in line. The loving parents of misbehaving teenagers are as often to be pitied as to be blamed. And if the children of politicians and CEOs go off the rails more than most, it's not the poor leadership of the parents that's to blame, but their jobs, which generate too much money and fame, and keep them in the office round the clock. Shareholders seem to have their thinking on this pretty straight. They're not sentimental about character, as electorates increasingly are, and from their point of view, if something's got to give, it's better that the children are neglected than the shop should be allowed to slide. Children of business people need to go spectacularly off the rails for anyone to take any notice at all. Patty Hearst got herself kidnapped and joined the revolutionaries, but she was special. Paris Hilton is special too, for being the world's most overrated celebrity. She might go to prison for drink driving, but I doubt if room occupancy rates at any of the hotels founded by her family have registered the scandal. Even when the disgraced child works at the same organisation as the parent, the damage is still minor. The son of Sandy Weill, ex-head of Citibank, left his powerful job at the bank abruptly a few years ago and checked into drug rehab instead. While there was a certain amount of crowing on the internet, the career of Weill Sr. sailed triumphantly on. In his business biography, the story barely gets a line. In theory, damage could be done when the values espoused by the child are at loggerheads with those of the parent, but in practice no one minds much or for long. The Queen, who is the head of a family business of sorts, has as her leading brand value a stiff upper lip. This trait was not in evidence in the hideously emotional divorce of her elder son, but did it hurt the Queen? After a bit of a dip, she's now more popular than ever. Likewise, Eddie Izzard, the famous transvestite comedian, is the son of a straight-up-and-down accountant. The son's antics do not seem to have held back the father. Harold Izzard has just won an award for outstanding service to the profession of internal auditing. I can only think of one business person who has been brought down by the behaviour of his son, Martin Lukes. Earlier this year, the chief executive of AB Global was found guilty of passing insider information to his stockbroker son and is now in prison, his reputation in tatters. The only routine damage a troubled child can inflict on a parent's career is by being so troubling that they distract the parents from their work. Failing this, children are more likely to help than hinder. For a start, they're expensive. It costs so much to get them through school and university that parents need to work hard and go on working hard for an awfully long time. Second, the children provide a parallel world. When the office is unbearable, there are children to distract. And when the children behave in their averagely foul, unruly ways, the peace and civilization of the office offers the most blissful refuge. But the biggest service offered by children to their high-flying parents is to take them down a peg or two. Teenagers routinely tell their parents that they're a piece of scum. If the parent is a chief executive with a big ego, this is an invaluable service, as no one else would dare to perform it.
Thank you for listening. To read Lucy Kellaway's columns online, please visit www.ft.com/Kellaway.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is out now, and it's all about AI and creativity. I speak to Doug Eck, Senior Research Director at Google DeepMind.
Creativity is part and parcel of humanity.
YouTube creator Danny Vidari.
AI can give us humans new ideas.
And Neil Maiden, Professor of Digital Creativity at City University London.
AI creates a lot of opportunities. I think it's a great leveler.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts. Enjoy.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.